everyone. Welcome to episode 18 of the First Love Club. Thanks so much for joining us this week. We hope you'll be blessed and inspired and encouraged by this show. Today we're going to talk about six Christian movies we recommend. And Corey brought up this topic, and I said, Corey, I don't really watch Christian movies. Sounds hilarious, but the reason is because I never watch a movie that I know will make me cry, and Christian movies always make me cry. So, one of them on this list I said was my favorite. It was one that I've watched a lot, so we'll talk about that. But Corey, I'm going to rely on you today to give us the list because I am not an expert in Christian movies, but I am open to watching them. So maybe after hearing your reviews, I'll check them out.
Okay. So I'll give you a heads up on which one will probably make you cry.
And okay. Yeah. Okay. So what's first on your list?
Okay. So just, I have not been a big watcher of Christian movies in my life either. So a lot of these are more new to me.
Okay.
I probably just started kind of realizing how many of them were available in the last, I would say 5-ish years. So, these are the ones that I absolutely love, and all for different reasons. So maybe you might recognize some of them and go, you know, be agreeing with me or disagreeing with me, or maybe you've never heard of it and this will inspire you to watch it. Most of these movies were available on Amazon. So if you have like Amazon Prime, these would be videos you could watch for free. They'd be included in that. Some of them are only available on DVD. I've noticed when I've gone to the last few times I've gone to the Christian bookstore, I've noticed that all of them had a pretty nice collection of Christian videos to watch too, like on DVD.
And don't you think there are more and more Christian movies coming out all the time?
Oh my gosh, that's what it feels like. I feel like there's, like, right now, there's more Christian filmmaking happening than ever before.
Right, it just, so that's awesome.
Because I think, let's see, I became a Christian in 2002, 2003, somewhere in there. And I remember kind of being into it then. I could not tell you any of them I watched, though, other than number six on my list. But it didn't feel like they were accessible. Like, this, that was before we really had all of this, like, Netflix and Hulu.
Right,
and
right.
And here, I think Netflix, I've watched quite a few movies on Netflix. A lot of, like, the documentary style ones. Some of them are like Bible stories. So there's like a good selection there. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners have already availed themselves of those resources. So here is my list. Number one is the movie I've watched most recently. And Tracy, this one, I was sobbing, crying like a baby. This is like, watch this movie with Kleenex.
Our sponsor. Well,
it's called A Question of Faith.
See, that is, I saw that in your list, and that's one I haven't even heard of. So tell me all about that.
Heard of it either. My mother is actually who got me to watch it. She watched it first and said, let's watch it again. So it stars Kim Fields, who we remember as Tootie from Facts of Life, and C. Thomas Howell, who I had the hugest crush on.
He was like my big celebrity. But then he played a serial killer on Criminal Minds, so I stopped liking him.
I tried to overlook that. I tried to look past that, Tracy. Episodes. I was like, no. But in this film, he's still pretty hard hearted in this movie. You know, he's not, he's actually, well, I don't want to give away too much. I don't want to do anything that creates spoiler alerts in any way. So I'm trying to keep what I have at a very high level, but, he's in it. Richard T. Jones, who I love this actor so much. He's actually the kind of like central character. He plays the pastor. And he was on my very favorite show, Judging Amy. Mm. He was her clerk. And he's just, I have to say something about this movie. It had such exceptional acting. You know, Christian dramas, I've noticed, you know, the caliber of acting kind of varies, and then sometimes it's kind of, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we're spoiled a lot by Hollywood mainstream acting, but this one had exceptional acting. This movie was one of the best examples of forgiveness I've ever seen ever. Like, I think all of us would be questioning whether we could forgive on this level. And I think that's what made it such a powerful film, is it really made you think so much about your beliefs and about, you know, the call to forgive, which is, you know, a tenet of one of, you know, our Christian beliefs. And it was just superbly acted, and it just had such a powerful storyline. I absolutely love this, but I will tell you that it is a movie that's it's very heartbreaking. So there's a plot line here for it. When tragedy strikes three families, their destiny forces them on a converging path to discover God's love, grace, and mercy, as the challenges of their fate could also resurrect their beliefs. It made God just like a superstar. It just gave him such, I don't know. He was one of the characters in the movie.
Wow.
Like in the movie was so central to what was going on. And I loved that. I love when movies make God so real, and you just like, yes, of course, that's how God works. That's how God works. So, it was a fantastic movie. But probably one that would make you extremely sad.
Well, you know, it's one thing, though, if I know that it's sad, I can brace myself for it. And I can watch it when I know I can handle it. What I don't like is when you go to a movie and you think it's going to be a happy ending and then it's sad. So I might could take it if I was in the mood to watch something like that that's meaningful and heartfelt. So at least now I know.
Ending a movie with a smile.
Yeah.
So it ends in a very positive and encouraging way.
Oh, that's good.
I personally think it's something, it's a movie worth watching, though, even if you know you're going into with your tissues, Tracy. Mm-hmm. Number two is War Room. I cannot say enough good things about that movie. I love War Room so much. I've never seen anything that was more inspiring to your prayer life than this movie. It was a fantastic film.
Our women's group at church had a Bible study based on that. And I started on the first night. I hadn't seen the movie, so I couldn't really follow it. I didn't go back. But that is a movie that everyone keeps telling me to watch. So I know that I do need to watch that.
I bring it up in my Faithful Girl planner class, and it's one of the planner inserts I designed is around having battle plan prayers. And I always ask, you know, who has seen War Room, and the majority of hands go up. So I know it's been a very popular film, and I just watched it recently, and I was reminded again of how many great examples there are of why we should be praying fervently. You know, that God can change circumstances instead of us getting frustrated and upset and wanting to quit and looking at our circumstances as like irrevocable. God can redeem anything. And it's through our prayer that he appeared to move the most. So it was a very inspiring film for that alone.
Is that one that you watched on Amazon Prime?
That one is actually, I can't say that it's, I don't think it's a free with Amazon Prime movie, but it is on Amazon.
I think
it's a movie I purchased.
Okay. Or you can rent it sometimes for like $2.99 or something.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot that. Okay.
And number three is the movie you and I both have watched that we loved. It's called Love Comes Softly.
Yes. Now that is one I've watched. I've probably watched that 20 times. I love it.
Thank you. It's based on the Jeanette Oakes, Christian novels, and I did not watch any of the other movies in the series. This is the only one I saw.
Okay.
But I remember, I specifically have a memory of this one quote that one of the characters delivers that just had me in tears. So for those of us who have not watched the film, this is a really wonderful it ends in a very uplifting way, but it's about circumstances in a time period that I think most of us would have a hard time
relating.
Thank you. Relating to. So it's kind of the frontier time, and there's settlers coming to the land, and this young lady is through tragedy is kind of
widowed
and is asked to marry another widow through circumstances, because at that time it was a matter of survival. So sometimes you were agreeing to marriage when there was no love involved, but but it was a necessity to survive. And so through that, she is also getting to see him and his faith. So God is kind of not as a prominent feature of the movie, but it's a little bit more subtle, but he continues to share his faith with her. And at one point he takes her to this beautiful view of the mountain, and he's sharing his own personal heart with her for the first time. And he tells her this one thing: the truth of God's love is not that he allows bad things to happen. It's his promise that he will be there with us when they do. And I can't tell you how many times that quote has resonated in my head when I see headlines, when I see things that are so tragic that happen, when we face loss and difficulty that's hard for us to, you know, some of us can have a tendency of blaming God or questioning God, why did you let that happen? And I think to me that quote just sums up the entire issue.
Well, and she's questioning why God lets bad things happen. And I love how he tells her that his daughter, if she's walking along and she falls down, he didn't make her fall down, but he's there to pick her up and hold her in his arms when she does fall down. And that's what people don't understand sometimes, is that sin was unleashed on the world and that's why bad things happen. But God is there for us to run to and to get comfort from. And he's the only source of comfort that we have that can truly give us comfort, right?
Yes. So I think my biggest takeaway from that film, even if, like, you know, the storyline wasn't something obviously most of us can relate to, but that one nugget of truth, that one him trying to give her comfort because of the way she had lost her husband, and it was so hard for, she was still angry with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of us face that, those crossroads when we experience loss or tragedy, that we either run into his arms or we run away from him.
Yes.
Simply because it's so hard to understand, why would you let this happen? Mm-hmm. And our pastor just mentioned this in church the other day. It was a reminder, is it says in the Bible that troubles will come and they will happen to all of us, even mm-hmm. if we are the most church going, forgiving, loving Christian that ever walked the face of the earth, we will still have trouble.
Yes.
It's part of living in this world. It's part of the contract yeah. of living on earth, is that it's a sin-filled world. So I think that that the movie was so profound to me personally on that level. And sometimes when I see people who are expressing, you know, I just suddenly lost my husband, or we've suddenly lost a child, I share that quote from time to time, in an effort to bring comfort to them, because to me it was such a comforting thought, a truth.
Amen. I also like it because it's a good, clean love story, and I'm a sucker for a love story. And I really did feel them falling in love in it, you know, and you can watch it, and that's something that I could recommend to anyone. I don't have to worry that it's inappropriate in any way. And my daughter could watch it with me and that kind of thing. So they actually play that movie on TBN a lot. They run it constantly. I'll catch it a lot and just watch it. But it's one I probably should buy, because I want to watch it again and again.
Right? I love that movie. Number four on my list is God Is Not Dead. This is on Amazon and Netflix both. And it was really good in that it's what I thought was so great about it. It's about a college student who's being challenged by his atheist professor that he wants him to sign a document saying that God is dead in order to pass his class. And this is a Christian kid, and he refuses to do that. And he's challenged to have to defend his faith with these specific arguments that the professor has set up. And what I found so good about the movie is the fact that it did make me question, you know, if I had to defend myself, mm-hmm. would I be able to articulate like this kid could? Could I defend my faith that way? I asked myself that an awful lot. You know, how would I be able to nutshell what I believe? Because it says in the Bible that we should be able to do that. We should be able to explain where our hope comes from, where our faith comes from. So it was, to me, a really great illustration of that. It was a really interesting storyline, I thought. And I loved the end of it so much. For those of you who have seen the movie, you know, there's just like such a, I don't know, you feel a little justified at the end of the Christian, you know, and how it ends. But God Is Not Dead is a great movie, especially for like Caroline, if she hasn't seen it, I would think would be interested in seeing it because it's like her kind of age group. But isn't it's a good.
Isn't it a true story? Is that based on a true story? Do you know?
So what it was inspired by another story.
Okay.
I actually read this on Wikipedia that the director or writer said that he had heard a story about this girl in a college setting and it just made his jaw drop. So he ended up taking that story and creating this one as an inspiration from it. So
it seems like a very realistic story. I know I just saw a poll where 90% of professors in universities are, you know, they don't consider themselves a Christian. It's, you know, I think that in universities, that probably is something that could really happen.
Yeah, it is really sad how universities are taking a, you know, a certain stance on things. But so apparently there's a book called God's Not Dead, Evidence for God in an Age of Uncertainty. So that it was largely based on, and then they sort of kind of tweaked it according to what this little quote says here.
They need to show that in youth groups, and they probably have when it came out, but that's something I might recommend that to our youth later.
It would be a great movie for a youth group.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is such a great example, and it shows like what he has to do in order to get prepared. Mm-hmm. To have these, like, you know, duke it out with the professor, because largely his grade rests on whether or not the class itself votes on whether he proved his point that God is still alive versus dead.
So I definitely want to see this one. That's one I had kind of forgotten about, you know, like there's so many movies, so little time. So I'm glad you brought that one up to my attention because I forgot about that.
It actually spurned a couple, I think there's like, is there two more movies in the, it's like a, it has like a, what do you call that?
When
there's
sequel?
More than sequels. Thank you.
Oh.
So, number five in my movie list is, and you'll love this one, Tracy, is One Night with the King.
Mm-hmm.
That is a romantic movie. And again, another movie that's super clean, obviously, is the story of Esther. But I love how Christian movies, romance in Christian movies is just so subtle and sweet, and it's so touching. It's just so different than how Hollywood treats things. So there's just something so precious about it and very delightful. So One Night with the King, based on the story of Esther, is there's actually a novel that this particular movie was based on. And it is absolutely an awesome movie. I've probably watched it about 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
I would highly suggest you watch it, especially based on what you just said. It has a slight touch of romance to it. Very subtle, though, because obviously she's there for a purpose. She's not there mm-hmm. for all lovey-dovey stuff. She's there to save her people. but it's really, really well done. It feels like a kind of a bigger budget movie versus the ones, you know, that we're used to seeing. And I think it does a fantastic job of showing the villain Haman and the king and the whole unfolding of the story itself. It's just really well done.
Well, I remember when that came out well because I worked for pastors, and the author of the book, Tommy Tenney, is one of the pastors that I worked for, close friends. And so they made a big deal about it. Of course, everybody was excited that he had a movie based on his book. And so our pastor would ask us, you know, the staff, you know, have you seen it yet? And I would kind of look down at the floor because everybody had seen it but me. And I don't know why I didn't. It was one of those things. I just put off seeing it. And so I've always wanted to see that. So I didn't know that you loved it that much and it was that great, you know. So you've seen it. How did you say you've seen it multiple times?
At least 5 to 6 times, somewhere in there, for
wow.
sure.
Wow. Okay, I definitely
It did
it.
Really well in the box office.
Yeah.
In fact, it did so well that Fox, I guess, they were like, well, I guess moviegoers want to see stuff like this. So they ended up approving another Christian type movie because this one did so well. So,
you know, and because there used to not be like love stories and that kind of thing that like you said, that they're well acted. I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, like Charlton Heston and,
right.
And was that the Ten Commandments? Yeah.
Yes.
And just all these movies that the costuming wasn't very good. The sets weren't very good. Like there were just a few biblical movies when we were growing up, and now they're more like a real movie. They're more like just a regular story. And so I'm really happy about that. And then I do need to support them. I know that I feel bad about that a lot when I don't.
Hollywood versions were very Hollywood-y. They were like big budget productions, but they were kind of like fell short.
They were cheesy.
I had to watch quite a few of them in a film class that I took. So
you did? That's funny.
But I definitely, this felt like a more luxury type movie, and it just was just so well done. I can't say enough good things about that one. So number six is actually not exactly a movie. It is a documentary.
Okay.
But I highly recommend it. It answered so many questions for me when I was a new Christian. Questions like, how did the Catholic Church get, you know, created? How did the Muslim faith arrive? Like, I didn't understand how all these kind of religions all came up together. How did things branch off in different directions? So this one is called Christianity, the First 2000 Years. And it is an A&E documentary, and I'm going to link it in the show notes. But you can actually buy this DVD set. I found it for as low with Prime for $12.97, and it's a 2-CD set.
How many hours is it? Do you know?
I actually don't know.
But it's several hours, right?
It takes a while to get through it. I rented it from the library as a new Christian years ago, and it is so good. And the reason why it's so good is it starts from the beginning and takes you to through more of the modern day faith. And so it tells this entire story using artwork and sculptures, all these different, like, I never realized there was so much artwork created that depicted scenes from the Bible and people from history. So you're getting to see this beautiful, like, visuals of the stories that you've been reading about and things you know about, you know, in Christianity. And it helps kind of tell the story on a visual level. And it explains so many different parts of Christian history that I was always kind of fuzzy on, because you only have, you know, the Bible to go by. So what's not encapsulated in the Bible, what's outside of it, is kind of like, well, I don't even know where to start, how I would learn Christian history. So this documentary was actually, I thought, just really interesting, really well done, so worth watching. And I'm really excited that I found it at that price, because for a long time I could only find it. It was like $100 on eBay, the version I watched. But now they have it all condensed down into a 2 CD set. Because I think the one I got was like multiple sets inside this pack. And I've also noticed that they have it on YouTube. Somebody's uploaded different sections of it. So it's like broken down into episodes on YouTube. It's called Christianity, the First 2000 Years.
Well, you know, I'm really glad to hear your review of that, because I remember when that came out, but because it was done by A&E and not, you know, like Billy Graham or somebody, I wasn't sure if I could trust it as being biblically accurate. So, you know, a lot of times I think when a secular group puts out something about Christianity, I'm very leery and skeptical of it. Is this actually the truth, or is it their take on Christianity? So you think this is something that actually is accurate and you can trust?
Well, I would suggest you read everything about it. I can't speak to all of that. All I know is that the people who are involved are theologians.
Okay.
And this. So the fact that they could get it onto A&E, I think, is amazing that they were able to get them. A&E, I think, is very broad in all the different things that they show. And if I were A&E, I would want to share this. There's a large Christian audience in America, people to be interested in this. So I thought it was I thought it was just fantastic. And it just addressed so many things that I had always questioned and didn't understand. And it covered so much. Like, I am really excited to watch it again.
So it sounds like also it's more history and facts than like their take on doctrine, right? So
it has nothing to do with that. So then I think they're just sharing history.
So that's easier to not, it's not, you know, a skewed opinion because it's facts, right?
They're just sharing artifacts. Right. They're sharing the stories from the Bible. They're showing like they take you to actual locations. They show you things from that time period, and they are running you through history.
Yeah, I want to watch it. That sounds great.
Not teaching anybody about, I don't know. It's been a lot of years since I've watched it, but I can say it was one of my favorite things I've ever watched. And the thing that gave me so much understanding mm-hmm. of why there was different divisions in the way people believed. And, you know, because there is a very large Muslim population. So that was always so curious to me. I want to hear more than just this has to do with Abraham and having Ishmael and, mm-hmm. you know, Isaac. I want to understand more of that. So it actually goes into much greater detail about Muhammad and how that started. It goes into detail about how the Catholic Church became established, which I also thought was fascinating. So there's a lot of more history than just being about the Bible mm-hmm. that I thought was really good. And when I was looking through the reviews on Amazon, I noticed that quite a few people had said, this is something my church showed in Sunday school. Oh. You know, this is something watched as a class, which I thought was really interesting. And everyone's going to have their different opinions about things, and they're going to think, well, they should have done this and they shouldn't have done that.
Right.
But all I know is as a new Christian, it's always been super helpful to me that I had watched it. That's it kind awesome. Of helped me understand things better.
Well, I'm like you. I want to learn more about both of those things, the Roman Catholic Church and the Muslim faith. I want to learn about the origins of those. So I'm going to definitely look that up. My husband and I would enjoy watching that together. And Caroline, I need to make her watch it too.
And this is strictly factual, Tracy. Yeah. This doesn't bring in the more spiritual element, the part that we know in the relationship with God. This is just like just the facts.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and you know, I just have to go back again to what I said last week in the show about establishing a prayer time and getting your kids into that habit of God time too. This is also a reminder that things like that, they're not just for us, they're for our kids too, because that would be a great thing for every child of Christian parents to have their children watch, to learn the history of the church. We need to know these things just as much as the history of America, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think. I mean, as a Christian, I want to know, what was the history of my faith, and where did all these people throughout years, how do we have this Bible today? What did it go through to get to us?
And just like you were saying about God's not dead, we have to be able to effectively argue why we believe what we believe. So that both of those would be a great place to start on that.
Indeed. And if anything, if this just, you know, watching it, if you do further question how they present something, that just gives you the opportunity to do more research.
Right, right. Of course, we have the internet and the world at our fingertips of information. So that's what's so great about it. Well, what a great list. Thank you for sharing that with us, Corey. And I hope that our listeners will look into some of these. I know that I'm going to as well. So we hope that you have been inspired by this show and that you are enjoying the First Love Club. If you have feedback, comments, or maybe you'd like to tell us what your favorite Christian movie is, send us an email to hello@thefirstloveclub.com. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week.
Bye, everybody.